You know, the Bible tells us that we've been raised up in Messiah Jesus and are seated with Him in the heavenly places. The Scripture states that this is a fact that's already been accomplished and that our life is hidden with Christ in God. I'm looking at the book of Colossians today, chapter 3, continuing where I left off last time. Hear the Word of God. Therefore, if you've been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Jesus has been raised. He's at the right hand, seated with God. And so Paul admonishes us that that's where you need to be seeking your treasure from, not from the things that are on the earth. Jesus is at the right hand of God in the heavenly places. We need to be looking up. We need to be looking from Him to Him to fill us with the inheritance and the resources that are ours in Him. It's a supernatural and a spiritual infilling that we're after. Jesus is in the heavenly places. He's ascended far above all principality, power, and dominion. This is a supernatural, unseen, invisible reality. You and I need to be looking to be filled with the supernatural Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit, in order for us to truly become whole. The Bible says, set your mind on the things that are above, not on the things that are on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. In other words, our old man has passed away in Christ Jesus, and we're severed from sin. So now we've been made alive, we've been raised up to walk in newness of life, a life that's alive unto God. So we need to be seeking now to draw our resources from heavenly places. And the Bible says when we do this, when Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with Him in glory. Beloved, I want to encourage you and I today. We need to deny the lust of the flesh. We need to deny worldly ambitions. We need to separate ourselves from sensual. And when I say sensual, I'm not just speaking about sexual. I'm speaking about the things that are connected to our eyes, our ears, our smell, all the things that are of the natural realm. You and I need to be looking to draw not from the natural realm, but from the supernatural realm. And when we hunger and thirst after Him and His holiness, His righteousness, we're going to be filled and truly be living models of the reality of Messiah Jesus in this world, a light in the darkness. And when Yeshua is revealed to the whole world, we'll be glorified with Him.